Okay, can I just ask one more question?
Sure.
All right. I would like to know if you could identify one of the greatest, and when I say greatest, I mean one of the happiest moments of your life, when, I mean, at a time when you really experienced tremendous joy. And did that moment, you know, did it have anything to do with football? Is it something completely different? What would come to your mind?
Well, actually, I tell you, one of the happiest and most joyous and most meaningful moments in my life was in 1978. I was in the dorm room at training camp, and I had mono going into training camp and wasn't allowed to practice, and was getting frustrated because I wasn't able to practice and felt I might lose my job and was definitely going to lose my conditioning and everything that I had worked hard for. And my roommate was a guy named Donnie Schell, and he talked to me about what was going on in my life, and it was really at this time when it kind of got put in perspective for me. He said, you know, you've kind of professed that Christ is the most important thing in your life, but as I see you now in these 4 or 5 weeks, and it looks like something may be happening with your football career and things aren't going right for the first time for you on the field, and you're a mess. Hmm. And what this is telling me, and it's probably telling God, is that you say God is the most important thing, and he's trying to find out if he really is. Hmm. And at that point, we had some good, serious, frank discussions, and at that point, I said, you know what? I am at the point where football is a little more important to me, and what happens, and if I get back on that field, is more important. And we kind of went through some scripture and some verses, and I think for the very first time, it hit me that if I was going to have some peace of mind, that I had to put Christ first. And it was that point in 1978 where I said, you know what, I have to put my career and everything else in God's hands. And if I'm allowed to come off this illness and play, I'm not going to play for myself, but I'm really going to try to use these talents for God and glorify him. And if it's someplace else and I don't end up making the team, I have to do that too. And that was really, I think, started me on the path of, you know, to where I am now, to realizing that all those things Coach Knowles said were true, that it's your profession, but it's not your life, that you have to have a different purpose besides just getting better and winning and playing and making money. And that was a turning point in my life. So it made all those times. It made the locker room after Super Bowl 13, the locker room after Super Bowl 41. Mm-hmm. When I got named head coach of the Buccaneers and kind of fulfilled a dream, it made all those times special because I could keep it in perspective. Yeah.